Good morning. We're continuing Chayodam, Kval Yud Zayin, the halachas of Basic Knesset and Basic Medrash, and we're still dealing with the issue mentioned in Kval Aleph of the appropriate places to daven. So we're going to skip Simon Beis and Simon Gimel. They deal with a person davening behind the shul. He has to face towards the shul. Just want to clarify one or two points which would come up based on what he says. It's not a common issue in practice. Mishabura deals with the case where you have a main shul and you have side shuls. So you have the main shul davening, let's say, facing forward, and you have a side shul which is facing forward, and your back is towards where the main shul is, or back is towards where the Aron Kodesh is. You have a secondary shul further east than the Mizrach of the main shul. So the Mishavur says it's not a problem since it's a cheder, or since it's a room, it's not considered a problem. It would seem to indicate it would be an open area. You find sometimes in Eretz Yisrael, some of the shtiblach have a place where people daven outside. It's an open area so that they should not place any room for any area for davening which is going to be with the people's back towards the Aron Kodesh, which is inside the shul inside. That's one point. Next question is, what is the status of davening in these other rooms? We have the main shul and we have these other rooms. So what is the status? We said there's a mila of davening in the Beis HaKnesses, the Beis HaMedrash. What about these other rooms? So these other rooms are designated to be used for tefillah on a regular, constant basis, regular basis, and that's really their main function. So Mishabura seems to indicate if they're kavua for kedusha purposes, the regard to this halach of the mila of Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMedrash, they will have the mila of Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMedrash. If however, you have a room which is used for other purposes as well, it might be a social hall and they also daven there, so that would seem to indicate from the Shabura that's not considered that it has the mila of the Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMedrash. That being said, as we said before, these are milas which, if there are other considerations to take into, you have to take into account, you can do so. Okay, the next question is this only if they're rooms? What about the case you just mentioned that they're outside? We said that's not appropriate. So the question which comes up is, a person goes to the Kosel, is it appropriate and better they should go inside? We also mentioned before the person should daven under a roof because it brings hakno. So there is a specific mila to daven inside by the Kosel rooms inside as opposed to on the outside of the plaza. The assumption of the poskim is that that's not true. The mila of davening by the Kosel generates an element of hachnoah, which would approximate the advantage of a roof, and there's no specific advantage of having a roof in that situation. In Simon Gimel, he talks about that a person should not pass by a shul when the tzibur is davening, and not go inside because it looks like he's not joining the rest of the tzibur. But he says if he's obviously busy with something else, he's carrying packages, he's carrying a burden, so he has a job that he has to do. He's not choosing not to go in. He has things he has to take care of. Or there, he's wearing tefillin. Or there's another shul in the city. Or this shul has a different opening. So all those cases are mutter. So similarly, if there are multiple minyanim in the shul, so it's possible he went to a different minyan. He went earlier, he's going later. So therefore that halacha is not very common halacha. I just want to point out that such halacha exists, but it's not very common practically. In Siman Dalet, the Chayyadim continues and says, Mishiyesh to Beis HaMedrash or Beis HaKnesses Be'iroi Mispalo Be'Beisoi B'loi Shum Siba. Person has a Beis HaMedrash or Beis HaKnesses in the city, and he davens at home without any valid reason. Like we mentioned before, there might be valid reasons, but without any valid reasons. So Nikra Shachin Ra. So this is a Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas says he's a bad neighbor. So not good neighbors don't visit each other. I sit in my house, you sit in your house, and we sort of continue our existence without joining together. Good neighbors become friendly. They visit each other. So we have an opportunity to join in the Kadosh Baruch Hu's bias, in the Beis HaKnesses, in the Beis HaMedrash, which is where Kadosh Baruch Hu places himself in this world. And we choose not to. So even though a person has a minion in his bias, but if he has an option, totally equal option, to go to the Beis HaKnesses or the Beis HaMedrash, and he chooses not to, that's considered a Shochein Ra. And the Gemara has other choice things to say about him, none of them positive for such a decision. So there's a very strong push that a person should go and join the Tzibur, the Daven, the Beis HaKnesses, both, we said before, the Milas of the Tefillah, which are available over there, and it's considered a negative not to join as well. Have a good day.